They said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." Amen. Amen. Saint Therese, the little flower, as she was known, is a doctor of the church. She served many people throughout her life. She died when she was 24 years old. Not a long life. But she lived it serving many with great love. Not many years, but within them, a whole lot of love. The little flower said this among her many writings to the church. "God knows well," she says, "all of the sciences, but God does not know math." That makes two of us, God. She reflected, "God does not count. God does not measure. To God, there is no more or less." "Increase our faith," said the apostles to the Lord. Now, I believe that to beseech God is worthwhile. And I have often said this same prayer, "God, grant me faith." I have particularly prayed this when I feel challenged or weak or fearful. So I'm curious, what led the apostles to ask the Lord to increase their faith? In the Gospel of Luke, right before the beginning of this verse we heard today, Jesus is talking to the disciples about sin and forgiveness. Jesus says, "If a person sins against you, you must seek repentance, which is repair, and you must forgive, even if they sin against you daily 77 times, you must forgive." The disciples' response to this counsel from Jesus was this: "Increase our faith." Apparently, the notion of forgiveness has them feeling challenged, weak and fearful. "Increase our faith." Jesus responds, "If you even have faith the size of a small seed, you could uproot the trees." Faith the size of a seed. God does not measure. God does not count. To God, there is no more or less. Friends, I am not one for certainties, but this I feel confident about. We all possess faith. It is a fact of our nature. How else could we be here right now? The amount of faith we have is not what matters. God does not measure. What matters is, are we aware of our faith? And are we living from that place of faith? So the prayer to our Lord isn't increase our faith, but is more aptly, "Lord, make us aware of our faith and grant us the courage to live it." How exactly does one become more acutely aware of our faith? Faith is something we trust to be real in our hearts. Faith is something we have confidence in beyond knowing. But how do we become aware of it? How do we become deeply aware of our faith and have the courage to live from it? As Eddie Murphy once said, what? You expected me to say Richard Rohr, didn't you? Or Merton, or somebody like that. It's been a long week, people. So I've been going to Eddie Murphy for inspiration. A friend and I were discussing talking to God and asking God for faith. And she reminded me of this 1986 movie with Eddie Murphy called The Golden Child. Go with me, people. Trust me. But in this classic 1980s science fiction comedy spiritual adventure, Eddie Murphy plays an LA cop detective who mentors children while playing basketball in his off time. During a normal day for this LA detective, he's called up out of his normal life for an extraordinary task. The task, his call, is to find a missing child. Not just any missing child, but the golden child. The golden child, it turns out, is the child sent to save the world. The story goes, there is a golden child born to us every 3,000 years. And now this group of Tibetan monks are trying to save this golden child. And so, of course, they need Eddie Murphy's help. But anyway, so we find out in this story that the last golden child that was born 3,000 years ago was Justice. This child, Justice, was not protected and thus didn't fulfill his mission on Earth. And so now this golden child, born in the 1980s, has been kidnapped, is in danger. This golden child is the child of compassion. I know, right? Like, deep. Not what I expect from Eddie Murphy, perhaps. But Eddie Murphy's character is called up out of his regular daily life to find compassion, which they say will save the world. It's really worth watching in full, but I'll get right to the point here. I won't spoil it for you, I promise. Eddie Murphy finds himself in Tibet, as one does, seeking the golden child, who, it turns out, has been held captive by powerful men who buy and sell humans for money. Okay, I see you. So Eddie Murphy is walking through Tibet. He stumbles upon a homeless man. The homeless man asks him for money. And Eddie Murphy has this powerful moment of compassion for the man. But then the homeless man steals Eddie Murphy's money. And Eddie Murphy loses his mind with rage. He is obsessed with this homeless trickster. And Eddie Murphy becomes focused not on finding the golden child, but on finding the man who robbed him. Now, eventually, while obsessively seeking the homeless man, the path leads him to a monastery. And guess what? The homeless man is actually, yes, you got it, the monk in the monastery who becomes Eddie Murphy's spiritual teacher. So Eddie Murphy goes through some trials and challenges, one of which was to follow a path to find a sacred sword. All of these stories coming together, right? So he stands at the beginning of the path. He looks down, and there is no road before him, just a cliff. But he finds the courage to step out in faith. And as he does, the path rises, and the next step appears before him. And with each step, the same. The steps keep rising to meet him as he continues on the path with faith, one step at a time. When he returns from this part of his journey, he asks the monk, "What do I do now?" Now that he has discovered this faith, how does he live from it? This is my favorite part. So the monk responds, "You must trust someone you have no reason to trust. You must make a promise to someone you just met. And you must love someone who loves you." So with this clear direction from his teacher, Eddie Murphy continues the remainder of his journey, and eventually this irreverent, unbelieving detective finds the golden child. True love protects compassion so that the world can be saved. And he does it by taking a step out off of a cliff, finding that the road rises to meet him one step at a time. Faith. Just a regular guy called up out of his regular life for an extraordinary work. He wasn't called because he was good. He wasn't the golden child. He was just a regular, broken, irreverent man called to serve compassion. And he was able to do so because he had the courage to follow the path with faith one step at a time. He trusted, he had confidence that the path would be there for him, and he took each step, and it was, and so he walked it, not for accolades, not to be a hero, but because it was the right thing to do, and he had faith in that too. The slave, which actually means servant in our gospel today, doesn't do his work to get a seat at the table. He does it because it's his job. He does it because it's the right thing to do. He does it because he chooses to live from that place of faith. And without faith, I'm not sure he or any of us would have the courage to take each step. Because faith is what allows us to trust people we have no reason to trust, to make promises to people we have only just met, and to love people that love us. Faith is what allows us to do all of that because it is the right thing to do. Not because we know that in our heads, but because we feel it in our hearts. God does not count. God does not measure. To God, there is no more or less. God does not give us big work or little work. God does not pay us for our work with a seat at the table of importance. God does not choose us for the work because we are better than someone else. God does not know math. God does not measure. To God, there is no more or less. Faith is not measured, counted, or granted. Faith is in each of us. Just depends on our willingness to take the next step. So yeah, I got all of that out of an Eddie Murphy movie. I am really not the best person to watch movies with. Friends, we are called to walk the path God has placed in front of us, trusting that each step will rise to meet us. We are called to live from that place of faith. In all the good things God has given us to do, small or grand, we are called to go and do them all with big love. And when we live our lives from this place of faith, the road will rise to meet us, just one step at a time. Amen.